Hello from Galesburg. Thank you all for joining us on tonight's Parents to Parent Phonecast for parents of applicants and admitted students. My name is Marquita Barker, and I am the Vice President for Student Development here at Knox College. I've been in this role for about 90 days and have truly enjoyed my time getting to know students in the campus community. As the Vice President for Student Development, I oversee areas that help students find success outside of the classroom. These include residence life, counseling services, health services, career services, intercultural life, and many more. Parents and families are truly partners as we develop the most effective ways to ensure student success. I am truly excited to spend some time with you today. We look forward to hearing from parents all around the world. If you'd like to ask a question tonight, simply press *3 on your keypad. It's like raising your hand. It won't interrupt us, but it will let us know you have a question. Throughout the month of April, the Office of Admission will host a series of live, on-campus, and virtual events with faculty, staff, and current students. You can key *8 now to receive a text with a link to a list of these experiences. You can also head directly to knox.edu/admitted students. That's *3 for questions, and *8 for a link to a full list of ways to experience Knox. As you are formulating and submitting your questions, I'd like to say a few words of introduction and introduce our panel of current Knox parents. As I mentioned, I've been in this role for about 90 days. I've spent that time meeting with students, faculty, staff, alumni, and parents, getting a sense of what they need from a Knox education. As with many experiences, I've been overwhelmed with the amount of information and passion this community has for each other. When you think about the experience your student will have at this institution, it's important to know a few things. Faculty and staff are absolutely dedicated to your student's success. Our small class sizes, residential experience, and dedication to student engagement all work together to ensure students have the tools they need to graduate and also find themselves along the way. Now, I would like our parents to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit more about themselves and their Knox student. Tell us where you're from, what year your student is here at Knox, and what they study and like to do outside of the classroom. Let's start with Suzanne.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
My student was Max Kaplan. He actually graduated in June of this year. He majored in history and minored in Chinese and international relations. He was a member of the Sigma Nu fraternity. He was the drummer for the Cherry Street combo. So he was able to do a lot of experiences. He had a wonderful time at Knox, and he was able to explore his interests fully. He spent a semester in China. And he still has contact with his professors.
Okay, thank you, Suzanne. What about Kelly and Danny?
I think I'll go first. This is Danny Elsner, the parent of Taryn Elsner. Kelly is right next to me. Taryn is a junior right now, will be a senior in the fall. She is majoring in biology with a minor in psychology. She is playing on the women's soccer team right now. She also is volunteering for many different items over there and works in the student services for developmental help. And she is studying abroad. Right now, she's actually in Belgium. They're on spring break, so she's actually in Germany or something like that, but she is studying abroad right now.
And I'm Kelly. I'm here too.
Thank you. Angie?
Yeah, hi, Angie Elstone, coming to you from Washington, where I got 4 inches of snow today, central Washington. So I have Sophie. She's listed as a junior, but she's actually a sophomore. Knox did a great job with her high school transcripts and really helping out. And she would be panicked to know she was a junior by status just because she really loves it there and wants to do all 4 years. She is on the basketball team and actually joined the track and cross country team as well. So lots of opportunities to join. And she's part of the student athletic council and loves it's her experience. She has a twin sister that they decided to split, and her twin sister's in Portland, Oregon, and Sophie decided to go all the way out to Illinois and absolutely loves it.
Great. Ryan?
Hi, my name is Ryan Metz. I am from California but currently living in Texas. My daughter Haley is a junior this year. She is part of Tri Delta Sorority. In the past, she has been part of the Ultimate Frisbee Club, but she's currently gearing up to take her LSAT, so she's heavily focused on studying for that. She is majoring in political science and is looking at doing a double minor and is trying to figure out which two areas to do those minors in. Haley has had the fortunate experience of living both on and off campus. This year, she's actually off campus and living in the community. And I think that's about it.
Thank you. Katie and Kevin?
Good evening. I'm Katie Thompson. Our daughter is a first-year student, Kylie Thompson, and we're from Colorado, Fountain, Colorado. Kylie's been involved this year with the swim team, and she lifeguards at the pool. She's also was recently accepted as an RA for next year and on the admissions office staff. Oh, and she is playing flute in the Chamber Winds group as well as a flute ensemble.
Hey, well, thank you so much. We're eager to hear from you all tonight, so if you have questions, we're going to go ahead and open it up and let you talk directly to parents here that we have on the call who can answer your questions. Again, you can ask a question at any time during the call. Simply dial *3 on your keypad to let us know you have a question. Okay, so let's hear from our first caller tonight. I think we have Michael. Michael Munley.
Yep, hello.
Hi.
Hi. So thanks for taking my call. I'm really glad you're doing this. I was curious, probably more from your perspective, but if you all talk about how Knox helps students choose their field of study, you know, if they're undecided, how it helps them sort of refine their choice for their course of study during their time at Knox.
Who wants to jump in and help with that question, parents?
Yeah, this is Angie. I can definitely jump in. Sophie's a sophomore, and she started Knox undecided. She knew she was kind of in the more liberal arts area, so she got a great advisor, just fabulous advising, and helped take a lot of kind of pushed her to take some classes she wouldn't normally take, but kind of in that more psychology field. And so she is just declared now. She's, like I said, this is, you know, third trimester sophomore, so she's just declared now, has a different advisor, but really the process was pretty smooth. Was able to have access to her advisor really much more than I've experienced in the past. I have two older kids that went to state schools, the University of Oregon, and there was a queue to always get into your advisor, and Sophie was really able to have access very, very quickly whenever she needed.
Other parents want to chime in?
This is Katie Thompson. Our daughter, Kylie, she's a first-year student, so she's still exploring, but she came in pretty much thinking that she would be along the health sciences track. She's heavily interested in chemistry and biology, But the staff has been very supportive in helping her explore some different ideas, not take any ideas off the table just yet, as she is just a first-year student. And that's been very helpful for her.
Thank you.
I guess I could add a little bit, a little farther down the line. My daughter was thinking about double major. This is Danny Elsner with Taryn. She was thinking about double majoring with neuroscience and biology. Her advisor, over time, they've become very good friends, and they've had a lot of conversations just to make sure maybe she's not overkilling herself, choosing the right path and making sure there's a check-in every so often. So every trimester they do check in, maybe direct them a little bit, advise them, and try to make sure they're understanding where the kid is wanting to go and what can they do with those classes.
I just want to reiterate what some of the parents are saying. It's okay if your student comes to Knox and is undecided. They have an advisor who will work with them, especially for the first couple of years until they declare. So they definitely should not feel pressured to come already kind of decided. We definitely have dedicated advisors to help them through that process. So no worries there. Anything else any parents would add?
I guess what I would add is that Knox was always very supportive with Max and him, you know, exploring things. I mean, he was able to, you know, maintain connections with his interests, even when he was not majoring or minoring in, well, his interest was music. He was still part of a number of ensembles. He took music classes, and he was able to work that in along with his major and two minors. And his both professors and I think advisors really worked with him to, you know, make sure that he had the opportunity to really have a liberal arts education and be able to explore and then make a determination about his majors and minors. And I just want to add one thing.
This is Kelly Elsner, Taryn Elsner's mom. And one thing that I thought was really, really cool is there's a lot of opportunities on campus as well. Like Taryn's volunteered. She does, like, she's read to students. She's done food baskets and backpacks. She's had all these opportunities within the community as well, which has really given her a greater perspective about what she wants to do and how she wants to go forward. So I think that's something that the school is very good at, not just within the school community itself, but within the community of Galesburg.
Okay, thank you all. Again, I just want to remind our attendees that anytime during the call, you can hit *3 on your keypad to let us know you have a question. So right now, we're going to take an online question from Renee. Does Knox offer science classes for non-science majors? And again, that question is from Renee. Parents?
My daughter is the political, this is Ryan, my daughter is the political science major, so not traditional science classes. Knox does offer science classes for non-science majors, and they actually have what are called the seven different elements that every student has to have in order to graduate with their degree from Knox, and each element is a different field of study. So regardless of the fact that she's not going into the traditional science field, she has still had to take at least one science class to fulfill that element requirement. And she, I believe, has taken two or three just because she wanted to explore different fields of science.
That's great. Any other parents want to hop in?
Well, I can flip it the other way. Taryn is a science major. She's taken a couple of courses in ceramics and other things to broaden her liberal arts portion of it. She definitely likes having that flexibility to take courses that aren't really directed towards her degree that allow her to experience different stuff. So I think it goes both ways.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we will take another live question from Daniel from Springfield, Illinois.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my question. My daughter, Addison, is coming up on Friday for the open house. She took a year off. She was the class of 2020, so they got hit with COVID. She left her school that she attended for 3 years and did her last year online. So she just came back from Boise. She spent some time in Boise State. Her grandmother lived there. So she's seen a big school. I mean, Boise is a gigantic school. And now she wants to explore Knox because Knox is here in Illinois where we live. So did other parents have the experience where their children, their students went and explored different institutions of different sizes, and what sold them on going to Knox?
Hi, so this is Ryan again. My daughter and I explored one of the University of California campuses, so we're talking tens of thousands of students, and then we went and toured Knox and a couple other colleges. And for Haley, she wanted that small, intimate setting. She would like that the advisors and the teachers were all easily accessible to her. When we were touring the large campuses, it wasn't quite as easy to speak to a professor. And when we did talk to one, their TA interrupted our conversation to talk about grading papers. For us, she came from a high school of 4,000 students. So she came from a big, relatively big campus anyway, and just is thriving in that small environment. Her classes are small. Most of her classes so far have had between 8 and 12 students. So she really has a true, authentic relationship with her professors, and there's a lot of one-on-one time for her to be able to get in and have questions answered if she needs help, and guidance if she needs guidance, or just to sit down and talk and get to know her professors on a more personal level to relate human to human. Every child is going to pick the campus and the feel of what's best for them and what they feel is right for them. When we toured Knox, we were there for admitted students weekend. We did the big tour on Friday. Saturday morning, we woke up in our hotel room. Haley said, "Let's do it, Mom. I've got my money. Let's put down the deposit." We signed right then and there. She walked it, she felt it, and she just knew that that was home for her.
I would have to say the same for Taryn. We toured a ton of colleges. You know, she was being recruited for soccer with some places. And so as we started the process, we started doing all of these different colleges around the western part of the United States. And then there was some interest in the east. And so we started doing that. And she went to the campus and she kind of fell in love with that small atmosphere. And one story I have to say that I think really like epitomizes the whole campus is that one finals last trimester, she actually slept through her alarm, and the professor actually went to the other kids in class and goes, "Where's Taryn?" And all of these kids are texting her, and she ended up waking up because of that, and she's in tears because she's late to the final, and the professor just set her down and said, "Hey, Taryn, it's okay. Go take a walk. You need to calm down. We're going to get this final done." And so for her, that's what Knox kind of symbolizes, is that it's a great place. You get to know people. You know somebody every time you walk by. You can say hello. You can build these relationships, and they understand. You're just not a number. You're an actual person. So for her, that has been great. You know, she's had a ton of opportunity to, she's been like tutors, and she's worked in all these different places. But I think that one story kind of epitomizes the campus for her.
I'd like to chime in as the parent of a student who's graduated. I went to a large university. My father taught at a large university. And my son, Max, wanted to go to a school where he was going to be able to have relationships with his professors and not the professors and advisors at Knox really do know their young people. And Max has been able to develop relationships with them and is still in contact with several of his professors. They email. He's talked with them about career opportunities and how to, you know, tweak what he wants to do in the future. They've been responsive to him. They know, I think the professors at Knox know their students very well. One of his friends has had some family issues and has had to miss some time at school recently, and the professors have worked with her so that she will be able to not be behind and will be able to catch up on all the work and move forward with her classes without detriment. And I think that is one of the wonderful things about a small campus, is that you really meet other students and really have the opportunity to have a core group. And you also really have the opportunity for your professors to get to know you. I don't think Max would have had as much support doing his senior paper as he had with his professors at Knox. He was able, I mean, they nominated him for Phi Beta Kappa. So he is a Phi Beta Kappa and the National Honor Society for Political Science. And I think it's because of the, you know, they knew him. They worked closely with him. You know, he was able to not just be one of a science class of 250 per section, where you're just a number, you know, your grades come out, you match the number. These are professors who, if you're sick, if something's wrong, they're really concerned personally about how you're doing and ensuring that you are, you know, getting to explore your interests.
And this is Angie. Just jumping in on a little different thing with this is Knox doesn't feel provincial. It's so international and diverse, and we were really kind of amazed by that factor. So even though, you know, big universities can have great, you know, programs and lots of diverse students, Knox really had that. We were really impressed with that. We had a tour guide from Sri Lanka and a student of color on the football team leading us around for our tour, and kids are from all over the country and the world, and that's just it. So it doesn't feel like a very provincial small town in that way to my daughter.
This is Kevin Thompson, Kylie's dad. So I just want to say, as all of you parents, we're worried about our kids and concern about where they're going to go and how they're going to survive. And I couldn't make the trip, the initial trip, when Kylie came out to Knox to visit. I stayed home to take care of dogs. Anyway, but it was great. She took a 15-hour train ride from Denver to Iowa, Illinois, and the second day they were there, I called to check and see how they were doing, and she was glowing. If that makes sense to you, she was so happy just being on the campus and looking forward to just going to school there. And she came back, and I picked them up at the train station, and it was the same happiness that she has. And till this day, I talk to her every Monday and Thursday. That's our little daughter-dad chat time for a couple hours, and she's still beaming. She's doing well in school, and it makes me happy that Knox is providing all the things that we as parents hope for our kids to have. And I feel that she is safe on campus, and she's getting the assistance and the help that she needs in building her future.
Thank you, parents. That was really, really helpful. Thank you for your feedback there. So now we will do a little bit of audience participation. We have a poll for our participants. What additional information would be most helpful for you and your family as you make your final college decision? If you'd like to learn more about financial aid and managing the cost of college, press 1. If you'd like to learn more about specific health, counseling, or academic support services, press 2. If you'd like to learn more about specific academic programs and how they will prepare your student for life after Knox, press 3. And if you'd like to learn more about how Knox students become involved, grow, and have fun beyond the classroom, both on the local and campus community, press 4. Again, that's 1, to learn more about financial aid and college costs. 2, for health, counseling, and academic support services on campus. 3, for specific academic programs. And 4, for opportunities for involvement, growth, and fun beyond the classroom. And while you're doing that, we'll take another question. We'll take a question from Andrew from Portland, Oregon.
Fantastic. Hopefully everyone can hear me okay tonight.
Yep.
Yes, we can hear you.
Excellent. Well, I had a couple questions actually about kind of community building. I already feel very connected to a lot of people in this room as I was born in Colorado near where Katie and Kevin are in Fountain, but then came out to the U of O, as Angie was mentioning earlier, and live in Vancouver, Washington right now. So my daughter is now just about to graduate high school and is considering enrolling, but she went through the Japanese immersion program since she was in kindergarten now through graduating high school. She's done a couple exchange trips over to Japan that I've been lucky enough to go with her a few times, but one of the things we're interested in as she pursues a biology degree potentially are the ways that Knox might promote community building or interactions with partnerships both within the community in Galesburg, kind of on a more professional level versus just volunteering. And also, I heard that one student went to China on an exchange program or a study abroad, and I would love to maybe hear comments on that as well. I appreciate you taking the question.
So this is Karen's mom, Kelly, and Karen's actually a biology major. She wants to go to med school, and she's also studying abroad, but she's in Belgium. And so her advisor actually helped her find this program. So she's doing a research project based with special needs families and their children. So it's based with psychology and within the medical field. She's doing some research on medical models and stuff. But so they actually allowed her to explore that avenue. So within her biology degree, she's having a blast there, having a great time. But they've also, several of the kids that are also, they have a med school advisor, and that advisor has gotten these kids hooked up with members of the community. So they've been shadowing doctors. They've been doing a lot of the different things that they need to be doing in order to make that application for med school be proficient enough to get into med school. So that has been a phenomenal experience with Knox, because the professor is actually using her connections within that community and within the medical community itself to help all of these kids kind of get what they need. They're also even offering like an EMT training for these kids so they can maybe take an off year and do that. So they're really connected within kind of that community.
This is Suzanne. I think that you had a question, a little bit of your question was oriented towards my son's study abroad in China. Knox is very, very, very supportive of study abroad. They have a center where they have staff and faculty who work with study abroad programs. I know when Max was there, there was an intensive Japanese term. And I believe they went that you work in on Japanese during that term, and then there is a trip to Japan. I'm not sure what's been happening during all of the COVID time. My son went to China. He got back in December, just before COVID hit. He went for a semester to study language intensively and had found a program to do this. He had actually planned to be there a year and came back a little early in 2019, the end of December of 2019. He had a wonderful time there. He was in class studying intensive Chinese. They did a number of trips. He went with people he met there on a number of trips and did some hiking in one of the national parks, I believe, where they had filmed Avatar. And it was just an experience of a lifetime. And I think that Knox is very encouraging of, you know, your student going to study abroad, whether they're studying abroad in an internship, their program, or to do academic work. The school was incredibly helpful in finding the appropriate program for him and very supportive with that.
All right, thank you. Let's go ahead and get the results of our poll. So 25% of you wanted to learn more about financial aid and college costs, 36% health, counseling, and academic support, 22% for specific academic programs, and 17% for opportunities for involvement, growth, and fun beyond the classroom. So thank you, everyone who participated in the poll. Now we can take another question from Tracy from Philadelphia.
Hi, good evening. I take it you all can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for this this opportunity. I appreciate it. And my son Hadley and I will be coming out at the end of this week for the college campus tour. And the questions I had were specifically around the counseling services, both in terms of mental health support, but also, you know, if there's learning differences. What is provided to the students in terms of support in both those cases. And I was curious if any of the parents and if any of their children accessed any of those services at Knox.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm chiming in a lot, but my daughter actually works with student support services at the campus. So she's one of them that kind of helps out. And there's several services they do, like some of the students that she's helped have had somebody to write notes for them in class. They have, they make connections with certain students. So like Taryn has partnered with some students and she's gone out to like lunches or things like that with students. They've had different, in support services, they've had people come in, they've had conferences, they've had a lot of those different kinds of things. I think student support, I mean, she's worked there, so she's, I think it's been pretty cool, all the different things that they offer for kids, especially if they're dyslexic or something like that, where they do, I think, everything that they can to kind of support that. I know that Taryn's boss in that program who runs it is absolutely amazing. She does so many things to try to help these kids. She helps them get kind of mental health access and those kinds of programs as well. So I can speak kind of to that student support services, but that's it. Sorry.
This is Suzanne again.
Excuse me.
That's okay. I was going to say my daughter, Haley, has actually had to utilize Knox Health Services for both physical ailments, mental, and some mental health stuff that has come up through life. And she has also recently has had to go through some times where she's needed the academic support. She didn't come from high school with those supports in place. In all situations, Knox has been outstanding with her. They've been very understanding. Her professors have been compassionate with needing the accommodations. None of them have ever given her a problem about needing accommodations, both pre and post COVID. The health services, whenever she had a lot of adjustment issues, like with allergies, just the season, environmental changes, the allergies and all of that nonsense. Health services was great with her. She was in there so often they knew her on a first name basis because of just the adjustment that she needed to have with getting there. Mental health, same thing. They've been great with services for these kids. Well, they're young adults now, but these students, they've all around 5 stars from this mom on all of that, the health, the mental health, the academic supports, all of it.
I was going to say, we came to Knox and Max had an IEP previously in high school. We gave them all of the information that they needed and they put the accommodations in place for him. If all he had to do was just request it every semester, you know, because he was over the age of 18 at that point. And so he could request his accommodations. They had no problem giving him the accommodations. He was able to see a counselor when he needed to. It was, everybody was incredibly supportive. You know, and I agree. I can only give 5 stars. I would wish I could give 10 stars to the services at Knox.
That's great to hear. Any other comments from parents? Okay, then we're going to head into poll number 2. If Knox is your or your student's top choice, please press 1. If Knox is top 2, press 2. If Knox is among your top 3 choices, press 3. And if Knox is among the top 4 or more, press 4. Again, that's 1 if Knox is a top choice, 2 if it's in the top 2, 3 if Knox is among your student's top 3 choices, and 4 if your student is choosing between 4 or more colleges. And while you are doing that, we'll take a question from Lisa from Denver.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for taking my call. I just had a question for the parents as far as freshman year orientation. What does that look like for first year students coming in?
Well, this is Angie. Sophie's a sophomore, but with COVID, it's really hard for me to answer this one just because it was right there, and it was, I think they did a great job in terms of what they could do, but I know it didn't look like it typically does, so maybe someone who's been there before.
This is Ryan. So regular orientation pre-COVID, we showed up on campus on move-in day. There were plenty of students around to help unload our cars and help carry all of the boxes and belongings up to each student's dorm rooms. We had about 4 hours in the morning to get the door, you know, get moved in, get everything set up and situated. And then we had a big gathering in the courtyard on move-in day. We basically said goodbye to our students. They went off with their small group leaders. And the college hosted a reception for the parents so we could sit down with the president, talk to them, meet other parents, meet the president, just kind of linger and get to know each other a little bit. That when that day is over, it's basically goodbye to your student. You can, that's it. Move a day is over and the ties are cut and Knox keeps the kids busy. That entire first weekend before classes start, so that the students feel a little more relaxed and a little bit more at home once the first day of courses actually commence at Knox.
Maybe to add a little bit to that, from a dad point of view, I'm going to speak for Kevin as well because I know Kevin down in Fort Fountain, but you can get a lot of the logistics done that day. Target's not too far away. You can definitely get the things you need. I think you can ship stuff to your kids. You can use Amazon to ship things when you get there if you want, if they're missing anything. And there's lots of downtown, you know, we talk about Galesburg being very small. It is very small compared to Denver. But it is also, there's a Walmart, there's a Target. There's ways to get to those stores downtown or to the Target and Walmart to grab what you need to set your student up properly before you walk away.
Absolutely. Because we came from California, we actually ship quite a bit of stuff to Knox once Haley's K-Box number was assigned to her, we were able to start shipping things to the school. So we were able to get the microwave was shipped over there. The refrigerator I picked up in town, but a lot of the smaller things from Amazon we ordered ahead of time. They were already waiting at the school. All we had to do was go to the mail room. She showed her ID. They picked and they just gave her stuff, and then it was as easy as that.
The other cool thing is jumping in with Danny, the parent support, because when Kylie was getting ready to go to Knox, talking with some of the other parents, like Danny and Kelly, they told us, hey, only take this, you don't need that, and whatever, and we only packed what she needed. We gave her 4 totes, and we're like, put all your stuff in there, and that's it, and it worked out great. And, I mean, Target, all the major stores are nearby, so they can get the rest of stuff that they need. And so far, Kylie is surviving, and she's learning how to get the rest of stuff she needs on her own and doing great.
There's also a parent Facebook page, which I think is totally cool because you can ask your questions there and there's always an answer for the parents. And so it always kind of makes you feel more comfortable because then if your kid can't get it, then you can. But usually the help on campus is amazing.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Again, if you want to ask a question, always remember you can simply dial *3 on your keypad to let us know you have a question. And now let's talk about the poll results from number 2. So 45% of you say that Knox is your top choice. 29% say that Knox is in the top 2. 19% say that Knox is in the top 3. And 7% says that Knox is in the top 4 or more. All right. Thank you all for participating. And we have a question here from Andrew.
Let me know that you can hear me as I unmute my microphone.
Yes.
Fantastic. So I've heard a lot of really great things from everyone tonight. Maybe I'll ask the flip side of the coin and say, if there was one or two things that you think that Knox could improve upon, I'd like to maybe just hear thoughts on the other side.
Well, I can talk for Taryn. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're fine.
Okay. Most of the complaints I've gotten from our daughter, Taryn, has been during the COVID because of this restrictions. And Knox did a great job of trying to protect the students during COVID and had very strict criteria, but that did limit the food during that time. As you can imagine for everybody, Taryn really enjoyed her freshman year when she was there and the cafeteria and the food that was there. Sophomore and part of junior year have been a little bit tougher as far as that's concerned, as far as food and selections. Taryn has become a little more vegetarian over time, as most students tend to do, I guess, during college. They do have lots of good options for that, but it can be sometimes limiting. You are a smaller school, so there is, you know, not the big, large campus where you're going to have 9 or 10 places to eat. You really only have a couple places. They do a good job, but it's different. You're not in a large mass place where you can go to multiple different locations.
I was just going to say, in general, it's probably, for me, it's a really hard question to answer as to what Knox can improve upon. I can tell you there's been a little bit of growing pains with a new president this year, but the flip side of that is that Haley has said that everything has been handled well. Their students are adapting well. Parents seem to be adapting well. Teachers seem to be adapting well. I don't want to speak out of turn for other students, other professors, other staff. But there's been, there's a new boss. Just like a job, when there's a new boss, there's a couple changes that are made and implemented. And for the most part, we have no complaints on them, other than it's just, you know, just adapting to a change.
One thing I would say is don't take your bike, because bikes get stolen.
Yes, and the school actually has bikes they can loan out to your students.
Okay, we are winding down. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, last year the biggest complaint was laundry. They used to have to do quarters and all this, and now there is free laundry this year, which has made a huge impact with the students. And, you know, transportation can be a little bit of an issue. You have to use your resources getting to and from the train station, the airports, and so but kids do figure out a way, and the Facebook parent group is really helpful with that.
Thank you. We are winding down on time, so we can maybe take one or two more questions. And let's hear from Elizabeth Benson from North Carolina.
Hi. Compared to other schools we've looked at, Knox is different in having trimesters. So I wanted to hear like a plus and minus on that, and my concern would be that you're trying to cover so much material in a short time that you feel rushed.
I'm going to be rude and start off part because, quite frankly, I wish I had trimesters when I went to college. They're amazing. Right now with the trimesters, Taryn only can take 3 classes. It's especially great during the fall. At Thanksgiving, she is done, and she's done all the way to early January. For being from Colorado, we only have 1 transportation move. We don't have to get her home for Thanksgiving, back for a few weeks, and then back for Christmas again. She also tends to work that month to get some money, good to get ready to go back. The 10 weeks are a little more accelerated than the 15 weeks that you typically have in a normal college, but only having 3 classes tend to make it just right. Probably the same Taryn talks about, the waves come a little bit faster for exams than they would that I was used to. But from a grappling that concept and understanding it, she has not had a problem. The spring break is right between winter and spring, so they're done with that class, and then they have a natural break, a spring break, and then start again. I cannot complain about that. That is a perfect learning education point, I think, from the breaking point of view.
This is Katie. Our daughter Kylie has absolutely loved the trimester system, and I think she finds now that she's not as rushed because she has fewer courses that she's taking at one time, And while the material may and the timeline may be a little more accelerated and may be a little bit more intense, because she's only managing the three, she's able to put the time into those courses, and she does not feel overloaded at all. She has really thrived, actually, in that trimester environment.
All right, thank you. We have one more question from Dinah from California, and I'm so sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong.
Oh, you did a great job of pronouncing it. Thank you. I just was wondering if there are any recommendations on spending money budget for someone living freshman in the dorms.
I think the biggest question to the biggest answer, I guess, would be to this question would be, is your student going to be preparing some of their meals in their dorm room, or are they eating entirely on campus for all of their meals? We chose to do a meal plan that was like a 50-50. We did the middle of the road one where there were dining dollars and cafeteria swipes. And that first year, Haley was on campus living in the dorm room. I think she spent, oh gosh, $150 or $200 the first term off campus. And a lot of that was going out and just exploring the restaurants that are there in town to eat at. She went to Baked and had their pizza on the pizza special days. She went to Landmark and had some crepes. You know, Coriana is her favorite restaurant to go eat at off campus. So she would go there once a week. So just, it really depends on your student and what they're going to do. Are they going to be on campus? Are they going to need to go off campus? The nice part is you can always send them money electronically. If there's truly a need for money, parents, we can, you know, we have that capability. We can just transfer money right over to our kids if they need it.
I think one thing I will throw out from Tara's point of view, this is a great time to transition on how you're, again, this is, you know, parent to parent, so to speak. Different parents or different kids are at different parts of their life, depending on how they are doing with their strategies for budgeting. We've had Taryn pay for her own books, pay for her own stuff, from this point on with support because we needed that transfer. And I've noticed when she's gone to Belgium, where there is no food program like they do at Knox, her biggest adjustment is now to try to pay for groceries every week. Eventually, you have to transition to that point. So it is a when and where do you want that transition to occur for your budgeting. Taryn's learned it now, but it took a little bit of adjusting to figure out how to pay for all the groceries per week, and eventually they have to do that. So put that in perspective as you plan out what you want to do with your prospective students as they transition from high school to college.
Hey, anything else before we wrap up, Taryn? Okay, well, thank you again for calling in tonight, for sharing your thoughts and questions. If you still have a question, stay on the line until the end of the call, and you'll be able to leave your question in a voicemail. A member of our admission team will be in touch in the coming days. We'll be sending an email with a link to a recording of today's phone cast so you can listen again and share it with others in your family. You can key *8 now to receive a text with a link to the full list of ways to experience Knox virtually, or you can head directly to knox.edu/admitted students. As your student begins to make final decisions in the coming days and weeks, they and you might have additional questions. Don't hesitate to contact your admission counselor in the Office of Admission. You can find their contact information on the Meet the Staff page on Knox's website. They are happy to help. Again, once the final decision has been made, be sure to submit your $300 enrollment deposit to secure a space in the class and let other colleges know that you won't be enrolling there. Submit the enrollment deposit on our website at knox.edu/yes. We hope to see you and your students on move-in day this fall. Best wishes and good night from Knox and Galesburg. Thank you, everybody.